PFT Media.
A bookstore moves, a pizza spot opens and closes, this and more on The Daily City Show. Orlando Meats will be taking over the lease on the Pizza Bruno spot inside Orange County Brewers Bar and Restaurant space at 131 North Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando, according to the podcast Off Cuts. This will not be a second location for the butcher and deli business, however. Instead, they will be making pizza. Pizza Bruno, who resided in the space for 6 months, officially announced their departure last week. Owner Bruno Zucchini III said, "Downtown is a difficult market and we have some new projects on the horizon, which we are focusing on full-time. Those projects include Slice, Bagel Bruno, and Catered by Bruno." First, the one-story building at 900 East Washington Street in the Thornton Park District was a graffiti junction. Then it closed and became the Truck Stop, a restaurant that sold adult beverages and scheduled food trucks to provide their food. Then that closed. Now, the space is being taken over by a new concept called Felipe Rodriguez Tequila House, which opened this past weekend. The menu includes tacos, tostadas, empanadas, and nachos. Writer's Block Bookstore has announced it will move from its existing home in downtown Winter Park at 124 East Welburn Avenue to a newer, bigger location just a few blocks away at 320 North Park Avenue in September. The new space will feature a cafe and wine bar and will play host to an extended calendar of events. Ivanhoe Village, an Orlando Main Street district, has been designated as an accredited Main Street America program for meeting rigorous performance standards set by the National Main Street Center. Each year, the National Main Street Center and its partners announce the list of accredited Main Street America programs to recognize their exemplary commitment to preservation-based economic development and community revitalization through the Main Street approach. The Ivanhoe Village performance is annually evaluated by Orlando Main Streets, which works in partnership with the National Main Street Center to identify the local programs that meet 10 national performance standards. Evaluation criteria determine the communities that are building comprehensive and sustainable revitalization efforts and include standards such as fostering strong public-private partnerships, documenting progress, and actively preserving historic buildings. And finally, the Holocaust Memorial Resource and Education Center of Florida has been awarded a $10 million Orange County Tourism Development Tax Grant to build a new museum in downtown Orlando. The award was announced last week at the meeting of the Orange County Board of County Commissioners. The museum will be called the Holocaust Museum for Hope and Humanity and will rise on the site of the former Greater Orlando Chamber of Commerce building at the Northern Gateway to downtown Orlando. The site was donated by the City of Orlando with the lease for the building and land for $1 per year. The new museum is expected to draw 150,000 visitors annually and contribute millions in economic impact to Central Florida. A capital campaign to help fund the project has already raised more than $10 million in private contributions. The center has contracted with award-winning Hunton Brady Architects to design the new museum, working alongside world-renowned museum expert designer Ralph Applebaum and Associates. Planning, design, and community input is underway, and the new museum is expected to open in 2023. Founded in 1980 as a series of lectures on the Holocaust, the center opened its current museum in 1986. It was founded by Holocaust survivor and local philanthropist Tess Wise. For more local Orlando news, you can find us on Instagram at The Daily City. And as always, use the hashtag OrlandoIsWonderful.
A PFT Media production.